Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I had a chance to meet some of the candidates in America that are running for office, and you know, judges and everything. Good?
No.
Judges and understanding. Oh, he's cutting my air off. Okay.
Can't have that right now.
Oh, so listen, we got a limited amount of time. I got to tell you this. Get out and meet the folks that are running want to lead your judiciary, that wants to lead your schools, that wants to lead your, I mean, your water and garbage is led by people from your community. Get out and your sheriff and police department, and your city councils and your mayors and the county commissioners and governors and state and Congress and state Senate. And you got to go out. Believe me, there's like four or five folks out meeting these people who are going to determine who's going to be the next leader. I know. I mean, think about this. Who wants to go out at 6 o'clock at night after you worked all day long? You're so tired. You're going to sit on some very hard chair. It was hard. Oh, it was hard. But then you're going to listen. You're going to let people speak freely, and they're asking for a chance to lead in your communities or your state or your country. And you need to do that. And then what I liked about the Florida Family Association, you know, is part of Focus on the Family, and this is a nonpartisan value-based thing, that you just write down questions on cards, and then you pass them up. Of course, they gave me a different color marker than anybody else. They knew that was my card.
How could you tell?
I'm messing with you. I had to ask for a pen. One of the candidates gave me, and I tell you, I will get your pen back to you.
Oh, pen?
She's running for judge, and I'm like, took her pen. I am so sorry. John needed it. John needed it. Besides, I don't normally write with blue ink. I mean, really? Do I write with blue ink? I don't write with blue ink.
How could you tell?
Anyway, so so I was just so proud of these ladies and these men, you know, fellow citizens who just said, you know, I'll step up.
Yeah.
And one of them read the entire budget for that county.
Wow.
300-page budget. Oh my goodness.
Okay. That was exciting.
And one of the present day commissioners is there and goes, I'm so glad someone did. Wow. It's 300 pages. I mean, think about it. That's why you have a county administrator that comes back and reads. Anyway, so you ask questions. Of course, they talk about themselves and, you know, why they want to be a judge or a commissioner or a sheriff maybe, or city council. And they just had, not all that was there, but just some of that. And so you're listening. You need to do that. You need to just listen. When you're circling a name on a ballot, you need to know who you're voting for. And you need to know what values they have. And nobody needs to tell you how to vote. You have, as a citizen of America, you have a right to vote. That's your right. Now, how you exercise that is totally up to you. But if you don't educate yourself and you make a last-minute phone call to Bobby Joe, you know, happened to get an early ballot or something, you're voting like Bob instead of you. And so then we got to ask questions. And this is my question. And I did ask this question, by the way, to Governor Rick Scott when he was running for governor, didn't have a lot of chance. We were praying about, you know, what's the values of all these candidates?
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote down this question, or somebody wrote down this question. I don't know who it was. And I found out you can't just say, are you a Christian? Because everybody in America, right, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's a Christian in America, right?
At least in the South.
Or I once was a Christian, or, yeah, I do go to church. Anyway, let's move on. And so I just asked this simple question. Who on the card? I said, who is Jesus to you? Not telling anybody, any candidates, that they have to follow Jesus. They have to know who he is. That they have to acknowledge him for who I acknowledge him. It tells me a lot about you as a candidate. That your value system, it's just in regards to me, not anybody else. And so I'd ask this question, who is Jesus to you? That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a powerful, powerful question. First of all, you got to ask yourself, who is Jesus to you yourself?
Right.
Because you'd be surprised what you may answer is you may give yourself or you might not have it. And when you find out you might not know, you need to get, and if you want to be saved, you give your life to him. And so to hear their answers, it was very interesting to hear the answers because it just told so much about them. And one particular candidate was so refreshing because she was so honest. I mean, she talks about a real confused childhood, religious childhood. She talked about, you know, parents were at different religions or whatever and all that kind of stuff. But everything good. And she was just honest.
Mm-hmm.
Does she believe the same way I believe? No. But you know how refreshing it was?
Yeah.
For somebody to stand up and just tell the truth?
Yeah.
Because you know where she's coming from. Authentic.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But the interesting thing was people struggle. That, and if people don't know who Jesus is that really their fault if they don't know? Or is it our fault as the church that we have not yet told them about Jesus and who he is? We're supposed to go into all the world and tell folks who Jesus is and what he does and what he did. So many people are upset with people because they don't know who Jesus is, but 95% of Christians in America, according to George Barna, I believe the stat is, will not win one person to the Lord their entire lifetime. So how are they going to know? Mm. I mean, so few missionaries and Christians are going out telling people Jesus is going to have, he is having to show up in dreams for Muslims to get them saved.
Yeah.
Because nobody will go. That's what's happening right now. Mm-hmm. Muslims are getting saved rapidly. But who will go? Who will I send? And so it's like, who is Jesus to you? It tells a lot. And you watch folks like, and the biggest thing that I heard was, and man, I hear this all over the place. He was good. He was a good teacher. You know, he was a man of the people. He cared about the people. He was one of the people. He's inside every human being. You know, and
he's a carpenter.
Well, I didn't hear carpenter, but I've had heard that before. And it's like, oh my goodness, we have to do better to understand, you know, who he is. Not telling people how you have to be related to him. But he is who he is.
That's right.
You know, and you can accept for who he is, you can deny who your relationship with him, but it doesn't change who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm fixing to go to break. And so I did ask this question to a candidate. I guess it was a candidate. We went down to meet the candidates and find out what values they had or whatever at a hangar. I was going to go to this huge crowd.
Oh, wow.
You know, when the governors were running, you know, I guess a couple terms ago.
Candidates.
I don't know how long ago. And it was Rick Scott. Mm-hmm. He wasn't a governor at that point. And it was like 20 of us. So I'm like, okay, I got some time here. A big old jet flew in. And like, you're here for me. I'm going to ask you some questions. And I looked at him and I'm talking to, it was Rick Scott then. Now it's Governor Scott. I said, who is Jesus to you? Church, that's our biggest concern. You know, it doesn't matter what they say. Just as long as they're honest. And now we can understand why they're leading the way they are or why they're not leading. We're having wrong expectations of folks. And from a Christian perspective. So I said, who is Jesus to you? And he said, he's my Savior. Mm. He's the Lord. I gave my life to him. And I know Commissioner Robinson was there and last night. And he said, he and I were talking. It's like, he goes, he leans up and goes, he's my Savior is the answer, you know? And it's like, but you know, the thing about it is that we need to let people know about him because Jesus wants to listen. I don't care if you are a political leader. I don't care if you're a business leader. I don't care if you're the leader of your home. God loves you. And I want you to know right now, even if you're in the middle of a political term and you started the left way and you want to go to the right way, and I'm talking about conservative, liberal, you just go, I want to find Jesus right now. I want to know him right this moment. You can say, I want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. This is who Jesus is. God so loved the world, the creator of the universe, God, loved the world so much. He loves you so much that he gave his son. And he is the father of the son, Jesus. Mary, a virgin, young virgin Mary, is the mother of Jesus. His spirit hovered over her. And she conceived a son, all God, all man. And so that God could walk as we walk. This is who he is. So God got to fill the infirmities. He got to fill the temptations. He got to fill this junk we deal with in this life and the temptations. And he could, It's not that God didn't know the answer already. He just didn't feel the question yet because sin was not a part of him. But now that he's walking, Jesus was tempted in every way, just like we are. The difference is Jesus, the Son of God, he didn't sin. He did it sinlessly. And so here he is, perfect, the perfect Son of God. And he loved God so much, and God loved you so much that he said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to take my son and I'm going to offer him as a sacrifice. Why? Because sin requires, the forgiveness of sin requires the shedding of blood. That's it. When there's blood, when there's sin sacrifice, when blood is covered, that sin, it's covered. But understand this, perfect blood can not only just cover sin, Jesus' blood takes away the sin. And it's no more. That's why it's good news. And so here he is. He said, here I am. He let his son be crucified. He allowed that to take place on Golgotha, as Levi says, the place of the skull, the church of the skull and all that. And understand this. He intentionally did that. He said, here. And he offered up. And Jesus willingly did it because he loves the Father and he loves you. And he was nailed to that cross for your sin, for all that stuff, all those wrongs, all those things that you think God can't forgive, and all my wrongs. And he died on the cross. Perfect, sinless man, Son of God, lived a perfect life, but gave his life for you, and God gave him for you. They took his body off the cross, and it's like, oh my goodness, they just killed God's son. What do you do with this? What do you? And they put him and they buried him. They buried him in a tomb, actually, rolled a stone over it. So everybody's going, it's over. It must be over. His followers, like, it must be over. But all of a sudden, on the third day, just like what was prophesied about, which means what was talked about thousands of years before, it happened. It came to pass that God raised his son from the dead. I was just listening to an atheist who wrote a book about all these religions, and he said, the real difficult thing we have is Christianity. We're trying to explain it, but there's this, the risen Savior just really kind of throws things off when you're trying to, like, dude, it's because it's real. And he's like, he's raised from the dead. And so when he was raised from the dead, understand this, that means he's going to be, he is the first one raised from the dead, which means this, that when we die, because if we make him the Lord of our life, acknowledge him as the Son of God and say, forgive me, I want to be a follower of yours. I want to be a son of God like you are up under your blood. He not only forgives us, but when we die, we too will be raised from the dead. Think about that. And to live with him forever. Jesus now is sitting at the right hand of God, waiting and hoping that you. No, I don't care if you're a governor. I don't care if you're the president. I don't care if you're a congressman. I don't care if you're a senator. And I don't care if you're a pastor. Waiting for you to say, Jesus, I want to make you the Lord of my life. I understand you are the Son of God. You gave your son because you loved me. And he lived a sinless life, what I couldn't do. And then he gave his life sacrifice. You sacrificed your son to pay the price for my sin. And then you raised him from the dead. I do understand who he is. He's God in the flesh. He's God's love towards us. He's the Son of God. And today, he can be your Savior. Say, you know what, God, I get it now. They tried to convince me he was just a good teacher. But he's the Son of God. And just cry out, say, Lord, I want to make you the Lord of my life. I understand. I want to accept you. Forgive me for my sins. I want to be in the family of God. Find out more how we met. Father God, through his son, Jesus Christ, at meetmyfather.org. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.